Hello, Ms. Kara Metzger.
Yeah.
Hi, Kara. Good afternoon. My name is Ricardo. I'm calling you from Wisconsin Opinion Series. I'm not selling nothing. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and you may stop participation anytime. Can you please help me out with a couple of minutes of your time so I can conduct a survey?
Sure.
Okay. And let me see your hand, ma'am. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president and Congress and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances fit? Ma'am?
Yeah, I will vote.
Definitely vote? Probably vote?
Yep.
Ma'am?
Yes, I will vote.
Definitely vote or probably vote?
Definitely.
Okay. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or somebody else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask you your race?
White.
Okay. And what is your age, ma'am?
30.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Probably liberal.
Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat.
Okay. And thinking about the direction that the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country is headed right now?
Somewhere in the middle. Let's go whatever I'm moderately satisfied.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say that they want the president and the Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of the issue it is for you to have the focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important. A 5 is if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it's not important at all. Protecting abortions and reproductive rights.
You said 0 is not important at all?
0 is not all, at all important, and 10 is the most important thing.
So probably like a 7 or an 8.
Okay. Thank you. And protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Probably like a 6.
Okay. And making housing more affordable?
Probably like a 6.
Reducing crime and gun violence?
Probably like a 6.
And fighting inflation and improving the economy?
Probably like a 5.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is doing his job as a president?
Approve.
Strongly approve? Somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Okay. And I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm nor cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. The first person, Joe Biden, how do you feel about this person, sir? Ma'am?
I feel like most of the people, we're just going to put them at 50, but we'll just go with that. That's 50, sure.
It's up to you, ma'am. I mean, it's up to you. It's your survey. You can put 100. You can put 0. It's up to you, ma'am.
It's all good. Let's put 50. I don't know.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress?
50? I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, and the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
50. I'm pretty neutral on most things.
Okay. And I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or the FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important the issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. Preventing underage tobacco use.
Probably like a 9. That's pretty important.
Okay. And banning different tobacco products for adults.
Probably like a 7. That's not a bad idea. That's a great idea.
Okay. And how about reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
Like an 8, sure.
Okay. And the last one is removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
Probably like a 6.
Okay. And ma'am, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay, do you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yeah.
Do you strongly support, somewhat support?
Somewhat.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, ma'am, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community?
Benefit.
Okay, is there much more benefit or somewhat more benefit?
Somewhat more benefit.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be the top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Probably other issues. Let's go with other issues.
Okay, okay. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Between harm reduction, it's an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes which switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Which one do you like of these two?
The first one.
Harm reduction?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about the outcome. The first one is loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. How concerned are you with that? Very concerned? Somewhat concerned? Not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. And the next one is the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes.
Concerned for sure.
Somewhat concerned? Very concerned?
Somewhat.
Okay. And I'm going to read you some statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with that statement, a 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and a 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Today's Adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction. How you feel with this statement?
I agree.
Somewhat agree? A one is you do not agree at all. A five is somewhat you agree. And a 10 is you strongly agree.
Six.
Okay. Okay. And next up is prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it also failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't even prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on smuggling operation by cartels and organized crimes. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. How do you feel about this statement?
Five.
Okay. And the last one is, America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws, such as marijuana possession, to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might have to return, where we might never return from. How you think, what do you think about that statement?
I agree with it. So higher numbers, which is
the 10 is okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, ma'am, we're almost done here. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again, ma'am. Is it already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under age 21? Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
Yeah, I mean, it's never a bad thing to not have them because they're not great for you, but I understand all the reasons why we would still have them. I'm still on the somewhat agree train.
Okay, not a problem. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Whatever I said before, let's just go with that.
I think you said somewhat support. Are you still with that? You strongly support it or you somewhat support it?
Somewhat.
Okay. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefits or more harm to your own community, ma'am?
Benefits.
Somewhat more benefit or much more benefit?
Somewhat.
Okay. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision on who to vote for?
Literally no impact.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am. And in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Pipe tobacco?
No.
Heat not burnt tobacco products?
No.
Wine?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Beer?
No.
Coffee?
Yeah.
Okay. Liquor or spirits?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Soda or pop?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Okay. And switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, ma'am?
I'm still in school.
Still in school? Okay, so you're master's, BMA, MBA, law?
I'm in a doctoral program.
Okay, nice. Okay, and are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Probably middle class.
Okay. And are you or is any of your member or your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
No? Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Okay. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Okay. This concludes the survey for today. Thank you very much for your time, and you have a blessed evening, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.